Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I believe since the start of the season, among players, you guys have had three positive tests. I guess relative to what's going on, speaking about your own team, what's been the key to that relative success?
I just think decision-making, in particular outside the building, by our players and our staff, for that matter. So never want to have any cases, positive cases, that is. And but, yeah, I would say the discipline and the DNA, the character of the guys, and then also it extends to our staff too, right, making good decisions outside the building. So I would say that is the biggest thing that comes to mind.
And just looking at what's happened, you know, with the three postponements of this particular game today, playing it on a Wednesday afternoon, looking at the situation in Baltimore from where you sit, what is your reaction when you see that?
Yeah, you know what, I think it's to be expected. This is a season of firsts. It's a season of adjustments. And I think that's really where we are. And that's been shown over the course of this season. So, you know, outside of that, Adam, I really just focus on what we're doing inside of our building here.
All right. That'll do it. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it.
Okay, sure.
Hey, Sean. John Waro, AP. How you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. Good. Just, I guess, to start off, I mean, speaking of COVID, I mean, I'm not sure if it affects your team as much as it does the Niners and having to switch and having to travel to Arizona. But for you, how does it, you know, people are, you know, obviously making note of the fact that this is where the so-called scene of the crime took place. And you're going back to a place where, you know, DeAndre Hopkins made that Hail Mary catch. Is there any significance to that?
Yeah, no, we're playing the 49ers. One game does not affect another game. So we're focused on the 49ers and continue to grow as an offense, defense, and special teams unit. That's what we're going hard at this week here.
Gotcha. Just switching over to AJ Klein, what has sparked his production over the past, you know, couple of games, and what do you see from him that maybe is different or the same from your time with him in Carolina?
Yeah, it's really the same. I mean, that's the type of player the last several weeks of his production, his performance. I know you guys are all writing about it, but that's really what I was around in Carolina with AJ, and he's a good football player and he's done a great job for us this season. And I think he's playing very confident and comfortable right now, which is good to see.
Yeah. And lastly on AJ, fair to say that maybe, you know, it took him a while to get up to speed to what this defense is, given the uncertainty, given what happened, you know, the altered offseason. And it looks like he's thinking less and playing with more, you know, more instinctually.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need to get too into the weeds on it here. I just think he's a good football player and he's confident. And, you know, maybe perhaps to your point, it did take some time to get back and acclimate himself to the defense again. And so, you know, he's, like I said, he's been playing at a high level of late.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Vic.
Sean, obviously year over year, it's 8-3 and 8-3, but would it be fair to say that, or in your view, is this team, this current edition of the team, how has it improved over last year's team? And perhaps what else, what makes it different from last year's team beyond the obvious new faces that are in the lineup?
Listen, every year is different. Every year is a new team. And so, I like where we are. I like the way we're improving through the course of this season. I think, like there always is, there's a gap between where we are and where we're trying to get to. And I think that's having the right attitude. That's being curious about how we can close that gap, being curious about chasing excellence. And so, knowing that we'll never get there, but we're always in pursuit of it. I think that's a healthy approach. And that's really where we are at this year's team. Last year is in the past.
Right. And I know that, but I also know that you study everything as you should, but have you asked yourself any of those questions that in measurement on a team year to year or week to week basis that you're in the same spot you were a year ago, but can you say, this is what we know about ourselves that can allow us to obviously your goal is to improve on it, but you know, make those improvements as you break it down. Have you looked at it in that detail to the extent of
carrying the team? I think I know where you're going a little bit, Vic. I just, you know, I'm a big believer, as you know, in process. I'm a big believer in each team is different because of the personalities that of the people that make up the team each year. So I'm a big believer in trying to put our team this year, like I was last year, in a position to be successful. And I think we've got to continue to do that week in, week out with game plans, week in and week out with how we handle our schedule and in particular down the stretch here. So, I think the biggest thing is again, being healthy and playing our best football here down the stretch.
Thank you, Sean.
Sure.
Morning, Sean.
Good morning, Sal.
If I could ask you about Zach Moss, it looked like last weekend, you know, he had a nice game, obviously, but it also looked like that might have been the game where he looked the most confident running the ball, where he needed to run the ball, how to read the blocks. I mean, did you come away from the film on that game? Am I off base there, or do you think that might have been, you know, the biggest step he's taken this year?
Well, I think with a lot of young players, Zach in this case, among others, you're seeing them develop. And that's a credit to them and a credit to the coaches. It takes time and to get comfortable with not only what we're doing, but the NFL, the game of the NFL or the NFL game. And I really think that's about it. Honestly, you see the same with guys like AJ Epineza, and some others, Tyler Bass. I mean, all these young guys are really starting to develop and they're showing signs of becoming who we thought they could become. And that again is just a credit to the players and the staff.
And, you know, we've heard all our lives following football, some longer than others, about how running backs need to get into that rhythm. You know, that one guy, that Derrick Henry, is getting 25 carries a game. Do you think any of your struggles running the ball this season might have to do with the fact that you've had two guys who have really kind of shared the load and maybe never quite get that rhythm in game?
That sounds like something rhythm and cosmic astrology type stuff you're trying to make me get into here, man. I just like to be in Buffalo right here talking to Sal, you know? No, I mean, listen, when you get the opportunity, you got to make the most of it. And that's the bottom line. And I know both of those guys are eager and they put in a lot of work during the week and they get the result on the weekend because they put the work in during the week. So I really appreciate their toughness and their self unselfishness at times.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Sure. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good, Josh. How are you?
Good. Hey, Matt Milano, obviously some big news this morning. Going to be able to practice, it looks like. How optimistic are you, you know, for Monday?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we just got to take it one day at a time. He's been out a number of weeks, Josh, as you know. So really encouraged by the way he's worked and the work that he's put in with our medical team to get back. And I think today will be a good look-see at what he where he is really and how he comes back tomorrow again will be another tell for us also.
We flip the calendar to December now. Secondary is completely healthy for the most part. Tremaine Edmonds looks like he's as healthy as he's been. Milano might be getting back to the lineup. Is this where you want to be as we hit December?
It is. It's been a journey like it is for every team. Every team has injuries. Every team has – seems like every team's dealt with COVID in some way, shape, or form. So real proud of the guys, real proud of our staff and the medical team. And, again, how they're working hard to get back. The guys that are out are busting their tails to get back to help us, which is important.
And one last one. I know it's a road game, still going to Arizona, but is there at least the slightest advantage having just played there a couple of weeks ago, even if it's just kind of the surroundings and knowing the stadium?
Yeah, I'll leave that up to you and Sal to hash that out.
We will. We'll get out our astronomy books.
There you go. Thanks, Josh.
Hey, Sean, Thad Brown. I want to go back to the Ravens-Steelers game today because you're one of the few people in the world that can really kind of speak to this. You know, what is it like to be the Steelers where you don't have the COVID issue and you're just going through delay after delay after delay, and finally today you wake up and it's a game day. What is it like to do that and then be in that situation today?
Yeah, you know, I think we were one of the first teams to go through it, so it was more unique then, Thad, I would say. Than it may be now because there's been multiple games, you know, pushed back and whatnot. I think it was week 5 for us and we're in week 12 or so here. So, you take them as they come and you trust that the NFL is going to put you in the right position to keep everybody safe. And I think they've done that. So overall it's you play when and where you're supposed to play. And I know those are two good teams led by two great head coaches that'll both have their teams ready.
How much does it or did it take out of you? And I ask this because I know you're focused on the Niners, but the Steelers are the next game up. And, you know, for you guys, it was a 2-week process where you had one game delayed, then a second game delayed. Does it take a chunk out of you as a team to have to go through that?
I don't know if that's been measured necessarily. I think that's something after the season that the statisticians can go back and look at all the people that were affected and maybe come up with some tendencies there. But let's hope we don't have to draw on those tendencies as we look in the next season. Right. And so I think that's the biggest thing is that I feel, you know, good that hopefully as a world and a country that we're starting to, you know, see the light at the end of the tunnel here and just hope everyone can continue to stay safe.
I'm sure you're pretty busy on a Wednesday afternoon, but do you watch the game today?
We'll see. I try and keep myself pretty disciplined and focused on us. I'm sure it'll be a great game, though.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
All right, we're going to switch to San Francisco media here, and we're going to start with Matt with NBC Sports.
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, thanks. Hey, I want to take you back to January of 2017. What did you learn about the 49ers organization and what they were trying to build through that process that you went through here with them?
Yeah, you're thorough in your research. really enjoyed my interaction with them. You could tell that they were headed in the right direction, just philosophically how they wanted to do it. And I had a lot of respect for my interaction with them. And I thought it was a very positive interaction just in terms of that. And probably, like I said, a very thorough approach by them and a very long interview process there. So, I think that they came out with two great candidates in Kyle and John, obviously, and what they've been able to do and build there.
It would appear that they were pretty much on the same page as you guys are there in Buffalo with you mentioning Kyle and John. You and Brandon, how important is that working relationship with, and is it even more important now that you've been in it for several years and you kind of see how the whole process has to work?
With respect to head coach and GM, you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, everyone has a different philosophy on it, I'm sure. My philosophy and our philosophy here is that you got to be aligned and on the same page. It doesn't mean you have to agree on everything. That's probably not even a healthy approach to agree on everything. But and then you got to be able to tell the truth to one another and still, you know that we're headed, we're keeping the goal in mind, right, of the vision that we said we wanted to build. And so it looks like, again, that they've done that at a high level, and that's what we're trying to do here also.
Yeah, and finally, just how long does it take for a coach and a GM working together to get it the way you want to have it?
Yeah, it takes a number of years. You know, and again, it depends on where the team is when you take it over, I think, too, where the team is with in terms of, you know, having developed some of their draft picks by that point, where the team is cap wise by that point, what they have in draft capital moving forward, you know, where they are at the quarterback position. So those are a lot of things that I think, you know, can give a feel for where an organization is and how long it may take to get it to where it needs to be.
All right. Thank you, John.
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Jennifer Lee Chan with NBC Area. Deebo Samuel's back in the mix last week. What has impressed you most about what he can do on the field?
Yeah, very, very explosive player. You know Deebo going through the draft process a few years ago, and, you know, dynamic players, strong, great balance, you know, takes that physical approach into the wide receiver position. And you know, he's very difficult with the ball in his hands. And you saw the play last week when there's four Rams around him and on what seemed to be a 4 yard gain, maybe 5 yard gain, he turned it into a, you know, 11 plus yard gain, 15, 20 yards down the field. So, you know, very, very dynamic player.
What stood out to you about him in the draft process?
Well, just that, honestly. You know, you saw the ability with the ball in his hand. You saw the, I mean, he was, you know, down the road at South Carolina there. So I was able to, you know, catch him a little bit just going through the overlap there and from where I was and where I came from. But, you know, they spoke very highly about him and you know, just an all around good football player.
And looking at how many pieces that they've lost on the offense, the way that has been able to kind of still make it work, what does that say to you about what he can do?
He's one of the best coaches in the NFL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.